Washington, United States, January 21, ANI. Antarctica is a difficult area to operate due to its extreme temperature, isolation, and wildness. However, it is one of the best locations in the world for meteorite hunting. This is partially due to the fact that Antarctica is a desert and its dry climate restricts the amount of weathering meteorites undergo. In addition to the dry circumstances, the terrain is ideal for meteorite searching, as the meteorites show out against the white plains. Even when meteorites descend under the ice, the churning motion of the glaciers against the rock below helps to re-expose them near the surface of the continent's blue ice fields. A team of international scientists who have just returned from Antarctica can witness to the continent's friendliness to meteorite hunters. They brought back 5 new meteorites, including one that weighs 16.7 pounds, 7.6 kilograms. Maria Valdez, a research scientist at the Field Museum and the University of Chicago, estimates that, among the approximately 45,000 meteorites recovered from Antarctica in the past century, just a few hundred are of this size or greater. Size does not necessarily matter when it comes to meteorites, and even microscopic micrometeorites can be immensely scientifically significant, adds Valdez. However, the discovery of a large meteorite like this one is quite rare and very exciting. Valdez was one of 4 scientists on the trip, which was led by Vinciani de Bale of the Université Libre de Brussels, FNRS-ULB, Maria Schonbachler, ETH Zurich, and Ryo Gamida rounded out the study team, VUB-ULB. The researchers were the first to investigate potential new meteorite locations mapped by ULB glaciology graduate student Veronica Tolinar using satellite images. Exploring unfamiliar regions is a thrilling adventure, says de Bale, but we had to deal with the fact that the reality on the ground is considerably more challenging than the beauty of satellite photographs. Despite planning their journey for Antarctica's summer in late December, the average temperature was 14 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 10 degrees Celsius. Valdez writes that on several days of their tour, Chicago was colder than Antarctica. However, spending days riding snowmobiles, trudging across ice fields, and sleeping in a tent made the Antarctic weather seem more harsh.